We missed a lot of chances in the second half, but Ryan Gray is always capable of getting goals like that. So he's only a first year, so it's great. We had five defections, and before the start of the game, so our selected team was down five, and we were very disappointed, but the lads that were there stood up, and we had an awful lot of great scores in the first half. I think when our first half performance against the wind was when we felt that we were only a makeshift team at the start of the game, we eventually developed into a good team, and as a result I think we deserved a draw, but hopefully we live to find another day, and we may have those other players back, but the Glen were down a few as well, so it was a very good game for hurling, very clean, very exciting as well towards the end.
I certainly thought you grew into the game, and the lads played a good possession game and found their passes and took some good scores.
Yeah, well, they're a mixture of the Fresher team and the Fitzgibbon team, so, and they have been playing together now for a while, but not long enough for the senior championship, but we're moulding in the team there, but that's the way it goes. So we're delighted to have another shot at it.
And the five players you said you were without, like, is that a combination of just unavailability because of other commitments or injuries? Or
Derek McGrath is very possessive of his players these days, and unfortunately we had those. We had the Limerick under 21 lads, so that was the way.
But you know, I suppose if Cork get a good result and if Waterford don't get a good result at the weekend, you could have them back for the replay.
Yeah, possibly, whenever that is. So that's the way. Yes, so.
And otherwise, we'll say, if you take that factor out of it, do you think there's an improvement in your performance for the replay?
Oh, there definitely needs to be, but it's very hard to keep them together. We have some fellas in America as well. Hopefully they might be back whenever this replay is.
Glen Rovers manager Richie Kelleher, your assessment of that?
Disappointed, to be honest. Look, we gave away a goal in the last puck of the game. Look, we did it to the Bears the last time, and so look, it rolls reverse tonight. Just accept it. Look, disappointing our own performance. I thought we did enough to get over the line. But look, CT are full of fitness, and they never gave in. And look, they came at us in the end, and they got the goal, in fair play to them.
Do you have any problem with 34 seconds of additional time being played?
It's just nothing number, Lisa, to be honest with you. Look, we'd be thinking that we're going to get the winning score. They could have got the winning score. We could be beaten tonight. But 34 seconds is a nothing number. Like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes. So, but look, as I said, we think we get the score. They could have got the score. We could be able to challenge. So look, so it is what it is. We'll accept it and move on. But we have a lot to work on. And look, it's getting harder because look, we've injuries, suspensions. It's playing a full deck all the time. It's hard for us. But look, that's a challenge, and we'll keep it going. We can't complain because we got a lot over the last couple of years to be nice to keep rolling. But it's getting difficult.
Yeah. 17 wides tonight, it's disappointing.
It is, but look, we addressed that because we had 12 in the first half, so that means we had 5 in the second half, so that was corrected. And like, when you have players like Dean Brosnan, Dave Noonan were on great form tonight, Patrick was there, just give him the bloody ball. I said that before, don't be shooting stupid wides, keep the ball in play, give it to the forwards. If it doesn't go wide, they have a chance of getting a goal or a point, and stupid wides would kill teams. 17 is an awful number to have.
But there's room for an improvement in the replay.
Oh, there is. Look, we don't know when it's going to be. It's going to be within 4 days. Is it going to be go back 5 or 6 weeks? We just don't know. Like even tonight, like if this was on last Sunday, the replay would probably be next Sunday, Tuesday night. It's like what we said to go tonight. Tuesday night is a nothing night either. Like, you know, look, that's the Sault Ste. Look, that's the hand we were dealt. And again, we will play with that. But look, Tuesday night is a nothing night for a club.
And it might have lent to the type of game it was too, because it was close on the board. Didn't have the intensity.
No,
championship.
Definitely not. And again, that's who the game was. It was like a challenge game. It was fast puck outs. It felt like a challenge game, and that's what I think. It was a shootout, and look, that didn't suit us. We're all about passion and heart and determination and driving into fellas, and we don't think we did that tonight, you know. But look, we're still there, something to work on. But it's difficult when you have injuries. We were missing four who started to go to the final last year, so look, that gives other fellas a chance, but you're missing four of your top 15 in the club. Very hard to replace that.
And CIT could be a different quantity the next day too if they get county lads back from Waterford and Limerick.
Yeah, definitely they could. Look, and that's a challenge. Look, they have their focuses elsewhere. They could get injured, they could progress, they could move on. If say like Limerick look very strong in 21, Waterford could win at the weekend, so you just don't know. We focused on that during the week. We know what we were up against. We just focused on ourselves, and we always do that. If they came in a team of stars, so what? Once we came with our best game, we'd put up to anybody.
So we'll say, looking to a replay, injury-wise, like, will you have players back?
We should have two back. Suspension is off for Donald Cronin. David Doolin should be back. Other than that, the other guy, Silvio, Paddy Cunningham, is still his long-term injury. I can't think of the other person now, but... Look, the Cork players come into play as well. They've been playing a lot of matches. They've seen final to look forward to. you know, will Cork want them to play before they play again? Because Patrick and Stephen are vital to Cork, so we'll, look, we just don't know what's going to happen with the fixture.